When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. The fastest way is to go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Let's see. Well, it's starting already again this week. It is the second Sunday of the month, and the first thing is it's also a Mariners home game today. So you know what that means. We warned you about it last week. That means that Nathan will be stomping around at the Mariners game today. And so that means in charge at, already having to deal with these snafus would be our fill-in production engineer. David Brown is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha.
We might as well set the whole table before we get to chatting here.
Yeah, you were talking about the Mariners, and as you can tell, I have my jersey on because we were at the game last night.
Oh, the family was at the game. A good one you did. But anyway, let's just because it is the second Sunday of the month, so that means it's our energy balancing show, best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal. That would be Linda Rasmussen is here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
All righty. So Linda's here. David's here. Nathan's bigfooting. We'll get to that. And to start what's going on here, it is nice to see David decked out in his Mariners gear. And boy, did you get a good game last night. But just to let everybody know, just in case things are weird, sound weird on your end, it's because it's starting. Remember last week we got on the air with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And the first thing is when it was time to start our interviews with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue, we got no Marilyn. She's not calling and all of this, and I'm texting her and emailing her, and she said, oh, I tried to call you twice. It just kept ringing and ringing. And okay, so a little bit of tap dancing for Nathan, and Renner finds out, there's something wrong with the phone lines. We can't take any incoming calls. So now that was okay because it was an interview show, and we know how to contact all of our interviews, so we could call them off the air and work it out so that Nathan could call them. Anyway, so then we found out after the show that the reason the phones have been messed up, that we've had problems with phones on and off, but we're getting a new phone system. Yay! Well, so now it's like, okay, are we going to have it for this week? Well, I talked to Nathan on Friday and said, well, you know, the new phone system isn't in yet, but the old one is working okay, and at least we have two phone lines. So we don't have our regular lots of phone lines, but we got a couple of phone lines. And as far as we know, they're working. Okay. So that's the good news. But then we get ready to, you know, get ready for the show, which we do ahead of time, you know, before 9 o'clock, and get zoomed in and all of that stuff. And we zoom in, and for whatever reason, I can hear David and Linda and the show coming through my computer. But I have the special audio box and so forth that makes the sound, all of this, better. And so I have a headset that I wear that hooks into my box. Well, I can't, it's not coming through my audio system here. So it, I don't hear, I'm not hearing all of this in my headset as I normally would. I'm hearing it on the computer. Well, and I was going to say, and so I don't hear very well because I have my headset on. Maybe I'm going to take one ear off one headset ear off, or, you know, thing off my ear. Maybe that'll make me hear you guys better. So Linda, say something again. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I guess if my headset isn't working, then that makes sense. Don't wear your headset. All right. So I'll keep one ear on my headset just in case something happens there. But I guess if we have to have Mercury-esque in retrograde, because I rechecked my calendar. And when I saw, you know, Jude Ponton, our Whispering Dragon Center, our sound healer, when I saw her on Friday, one of the first things she said to me was, you know, I would swear Mercury's in retrograde because it's just been one of those kind of weeks. You know, I had to say, well, me too. So I don't know what's going on astrologically and all that other stuff. And maybe there is something, but my goodness. So as far as we can determine, Linda, I would think everything's working okay, except the way I'm, you know, the audio's working for me and my, and all of that. It seems to be, though, hopefully we're still on the air and everything's, you know, but not, give us a call, let us know, or, for heaven's sakes. All right. So, you know, so just so you know, that means that we couldn't do our regular production work ahead of the show. You know, normally I record the promo for the next week and, you know, we do, we didn't get anywhere close to any of that because nothing's working right. So there you go. We're just, we're having a Mercury in retrograde sort of thing. But I guess I have to say, if we got to have stuff go wrong, it looks like this is probably the best way. At least hopefully we'll have phone lines and things are working. It just sounds weird for me, so I'll have to adjust to that. And hopefully it all works out well. And at some point before next week, we'll figure out why. You know, because the interesting thing is to see, I don't ever change anything. You know, I just plug this system in and, I plug it in and unplug it. I don't mess with any of the dials. I don't change anything on the boxes. I don't change any of my Zoom settings. So I would have no idea what's going on. Of course, then, you know, David calls an engineer or, you know, calls someone and says, well, check this. Well, I don't know what that means. I don't know. So, okay, there we go. All right. Well, I guess the other good news is I was expecting to get up to rain today and look out. And it was supposed to be rainy this morning and then maybe then getting a little better this afternoon. But I'm looking out my window and I got blue sky and sunshine. So, David, what's it looking like down at your place, down in Bellevue Factoria area? What's the weather looking like?
Well, right now it looks like it's just mostly cloudy, but it's supposed to burn off and become partly sunny later today with the high around 61 degrees.
Well, that's amazing. I have sun and you don't. That's quite unusual. Usually you're looking better than me, you know, because I'm in the convergence zone closer to the mountains. But I got the sunshine, so I'll have to send it down to you. All right, Linda, you're down in the south end.
Yep.
So what's going on weather-wise with you?
Oh, it's just a very calm, heavy cloud cover. No precipitation, but it looks like it could at any moment. And so, I don't know. We'll just see what happens.
All right. Well, I guess I have the best weather. That's quite unusual because I literally have blue sky. Well, I only see a small little triangle of the sky when I look out my window because of all the forest, you know, all the trees. But that whole triangle is bright blue and sunshine. So I'm not complaining. That's really nice. I just hope it holds. Because I was thinking when I saw the weather report last night and it said, well, it would be raining, but, you know, it should clear up by the afternoon. Maybe the sun will poke out. sounds like that's the weather you guys are having, but I got the sun. Anyway, I was hoping that, okay, by the time the show's over, you know, I can go out and do chores and it'll be nicer, but hopefully this hole will be nice all day. And I have to say, boy, we really got spoiled, you know, over last weekend, and, you know, beautiful sunny, man, it hit 70 degrees here, and it did that more than once. And I took advantage of not having any, you know, counseling jobs, you know, working with people and their animals scheduled last weekend. And because I really needed the time to get spring cleanup done, you know, and pick up the branches and the limb, you know, twigs and all the stuff and debris. Because, you know, the grass was growing and all of that. And, but the good news is that, I did pace myself through the week. I took 3 days because, you know, I just can't do as much as I used to be able to do all at once, you know, and especially I had that, you know, back injury and leg stuff recently. So I'm trying to, you know, be good to my body, but it worked out really, really well. And I got all the cleanup done and, I had issues with my blower not working, but I worked that out over a couple of days. And it's kind of amazing because I don't know how to deal with things mechanically. So, but I'm finding out that, they do on the other side. So I just turn it over to Divine Mother and then do what I feel like doing, and darn, it worked. And so I got my blower working and my mower fired up and worked well. And so I got everything blowed and mowed and then blowed everything again. And gosh, so I've had a week of, you know, everything looks really good. but I also noticed this morning when I was outside with Robbie earlier that the grass is growing. So it's usually once I have to start mowing, and you know the it grows normally in the spring, I can have to mow as much as once a week, and I think it's going to be more like 2 weeks right now because it is dipping down. At least I had like two nights of frost warnings alerts weather wise this week, so it just seems really kind of bizarre weather wise I want to put out my fuchsias that I bring into the garage during the winter, because they all survived this year, yay, they're all starting to grow, yay, but I'm getting these frost alerts getting cold at night. I can't put them out because that'll kill them. But I gotta tell you guys, I had I this last year or so I finally got a Ring camera. You know, the Ring cameras that you have in your front door that have a doorbell, and but you can see who's out there. And then, so I got one of those on the front door and they were on sale. So I got a separate Ring camera to put in the back of the house so I could see my terrace and fountain and, you know, kind of the backyard, because I wanted to see what animals were coming through and stuff. And, you know, the deer always, you know, fool me. They eat the new growth off my roses, and then they'll eat the fuchsias if they can get to them. But anyway, so I thought, well, maybe this will help me, because I have to spray everything with deer repellent, and I always forget to do that, and I don't get reminded until they munch something, and then it's, Anyway, this week, the first deer came after my roses, and I got an alert on my phone, because it tells me when there's movement, you know, and it'll say person walking or motion detected or something like that. And I got a motion thing. So I turn on the camera, and sure enough, there's a lady deer, a doe, starting to munch one of my roses. And I thought, okay, now do I need to go? I was at the other end of the house, the opposite end of the house. And then I realized, oh, there's a microphone I can turn on. And a little sign. And so I turned the microphone on and said, hey, you leave my roses alone. And the deer went, oh my gosh. And off the deer went. And so I think, you know, for me, the camera's paid for itself, because, you know, I I was able to just talk to the deer and off it went. And let's see, that was yesterday morning, I think. But so no alerts today. The deer hasn't been back since. But that's one of the things I'm going to do in my Sunday chores today is go out and spray the repellent on the roses and stuff. But, you know, I don't know. You know, deer are pretty sensitive, and it might be if I catch them in the act a couple of times and tell them to scoot. That'll keep them away, and I won't have to spray so much. Let's see now. Okay, so a little kitchen talk here. David's sending me a message. So apparently you talked to Eric about what's going on with my stuff, but he said to check and turn up where your headphones are plugged into. We'll wait till it's almost time. Once we take our take care of our advertisers, I'll see if I can find something to turn up. Like I said, I don't ever touch anything, so I haven't. But who knows? We'll see if that works. But I think unless you guys you aren't hearing anything and out there in radio land, I think we're working okay. Because I can, you know, work anyway. I'm hearing all right. David, what do we got on the weather report? Is this are you guys going to get the sunshine I've got? Are we all going to sunshine? Are we dry? And what can we just let everybody know that's coming up today in the next couple of days?
Well, all I did was mainly today, and like I said, this should burn off and become partly sunny later, and then tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and low in the upper 40s.
Yeah, okay. And I think it's supposed to be dry again tomorrow, but then I think we got a rain and some stormy going on in the middle of the week. And nice again. But, you know, it's that time of year where we're definitely getting some weather swings. I think there was a 20 degree drop from Friday to Saturday. So we just have to be prepared for whatever Mother Nature sends along. And we best mention before we do, you know, there hasn't been much to talk about with the Mariners, David. You know, they kind of got a slow start to the season. Linda, you're chuckling too, so you follow them too. But they haven't been doing so good. And I kept telling, you know, Nathan that, well, you know, if they got to work some bugs out and, you know, get, you know, a little bit of ego checks and all of that sort of thing, it's best that it happens early in the season and let's work it out. But apparently it appears that they've worked it out, because I heard nothing but the magic is back last night.
And it was a roller coaster, to say the least.
Yeah, so David, you were there. Tell us about the game last night.
Well, it was Central Washington University night at the Mariners, so hence the fancy jersey with the Wildcats 26 on the back.
Yeah, because you don't have, it's not Mariners colors. It's more of a reddish.
It's Central colors, Central Washington colors.
Central colors, okay.
Yeah, got off to a great start. Mariners took an early lead, then Houston scored like a lot in a row, and I'm sitting here going, I said, you know what? I'm going for a walk. And then as soon as that happens, they came back and tied it.
Well, yeah, because what? It was as bad as they were playing Houston?
They were playing Houston.
Like, they were like 7. And we had 2.
Yeah, it was
so
7-2.
Like we're gonna get, you know, beat again, and
then somehow they tied it up at 7, and mercifully it stayed that way until the bottom of the ninth, and then the Mariners finally walked it off. 8-7 was the final.
Yeah, so they won, and it was really exciting. At least in, you know, I watched you know, the highlights on the news, and then it's even more exciting because all they play is the good stuff.
Yeah, they don't suffer through like the top of the ninth inning. Oh boy, that was a headache and a half. I thought the Mariners were going to lose it then.
Wow. But anyway, I'm glad since you got to go to the game that it was a good game for you.
Yeah, now they've won 2 in a row, actually.
Yeah. So hopefully they've worked out the bugs. And we had talked about next week that Bigfoot being at the game has been kind of like a good luck charm, and they've done well. So hopefully they will do well with Bigfoot Nathan down there today, and I think it's the game a little later today.
No, it's a 1:10 start.
Oh, 1:10. Okay, so a 1:10 start today. So that means if you are going to the game and you want to meet Bigfoot, he's a couple hours ahead of.
Couple hours ahead of first pitch, yeah.
Ahead of the first pitch, he will be down in the beer garden. So that's where you go. Get down to the beer garden, and you can meet Nathan Bigfoot and take a picture with him. He is one tall guy, and that's why they picked him to be Bigfoot.
Yep.
And at least we don't have to worry about David stomping around. Well, you know, he might be able to pull out the big feet and stomp around, but
not today. I'm barely awake as it is right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now we better sort of try to stay on schedule and take care of advertisers before we thank you for moving that microphone up because I can't see the clock where it was. But I'm good now. So let's take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them, and stay right where you are. I'll check the stuff that the engineers are telling me to check, and hopefully we'll be in good shape. And once we continue, we will officially start the show with prayers and affirmations, and then, of course, we'll open phone lines. And today is the day you get to call in, and Linda is here. And we have a wonderful new system going on that Linda can not only help you, but we have a new created way of her working through you to help your animal friends. So the other thing that would be fun is if you called in a month ago, you know, the second Sunday of last month, and Linda worked on you and your animal friends or something. If you have a report, a follow-up, you know, noticeable improvement, or, you know, you have something to let us know, you could call and let us know how it's worked. Otherwise, we need you to be ready to call in today so that Linda can work with you and your animal friends. Or she can just work with you human animals. But it's kind of fun when we can do both. I no longer have to talk while she's working with you to cover the dead air space because we have lovely music that we play. And by the way, Linda, as long as we're talking right now and we get to phone calls and do our thing and play that music, why don't we tell everybody what music we'll be listening to?
Well, thank you. I was just thinking of that. The music that we are using today was written and performed by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com.
Excellent. All right. So let us go ahead and take care of advertisers. And then when we continue, like I said, we will officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and guess what? We are back in beeswax. Everything is working. Anyway, we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Linda Rasmussen is here. We'll have open phone line shortly for your phone call so she can help you and your animal friends with energy balancing and that sort of thing. But, David had communicated with the higher up about what should we do. And he's, Martha check whatever that's plugged into to see, turn up volume or something. Anyway, so I have this box that's sitting on my left here that everything's plugged into. And, I just never mess with any of that. So anyway, I just went down to pick it up so I could tip it just a little to see if there was a dial I could turn up. And as soon as I picked it up and tipped it, boom, sounds back. Everything's working. Now, I don't want to touch it again, but I think maybe that means that there's a plug in it or something, one of the wires that maybe is loose or something, and it had jiggled, and when I tipped it, it put it back. Anyway, I'm not touching it to try to figure that out now, so I'm just going to not touch it and say thank you, Divine Mother. David says it was magic. I'm good with that.
I agree. Okay.
Linda says too, so we're having magic happen around here, just so you know. And I'm a happy camper. Oh, I can put my other ear. I can put my ears back on right now. And all right, all is right with the world. Isn't that bizarre? Okay. Let's see. So how about if we officially start the show? And if you haven't been here with us when I do that, I officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. And I have a short little prayer for our animal friends and a little longer one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do together, and all of them contributed by some members of our Animal World family or others. And I picked them because of their profound ability to change lives. And they really make a difference. And I know a lot of you look forward to some of you even call it going to church with Martha on Sunday. So we're going to do that. And I know a lot of you also use the affirmations during the week as I do. So, but the other thing to know is that if you want to opt out on this section of the show, you get to do that. Not like getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But you can opt out of the prayer and affirmations. Don't ask me what's wrong with that concept. I get it. Anyway, here we go, starting with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then. Now, here is the prayer, the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we have our affirmations here. First one, and I say each one of them out loud three times, and you can do that along with me and use them during the week as well, or opt out, up to you. And this first one was a spiritual assignment to me to do it three times a day for a week, see what happens. Still doing it. Changed my life. It'll change yours too if you get into this. Here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two here actually comes from Linda. And, you know, when you call in, you'll find out when Linda works with you. When she is finishing with you, she'll give you an affirmation to use to keep the energy going and that sort of thing. And that's where this came from. And it was so popular and so many started using it. It was changing so many lives. People, you were letting me know. Well, then I decided to do it, shifted things for me. So I'm still doing it. It really works. Now, and then, but you have some creative options here with this one. When I say this affirmation, and when I say abundant in this affirmation, what you can do is imagine in your mind the kind of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. Because depending on the day or the time that you're doing this, it might be different things that you want to attract. All right, so here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then, our next affirmation comes from my spiritual family again, but the Italian division, Ananda from Italy. And this is the affirmation I use for me and my animal friends, try to keep us in the right energy and frame of mind to be out in this world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next affirmation comes from next week's guest. That's Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is the one that I use for me and my animal friends to try to keep us in alignment with all the crazy energy we're having to deal with these days. And gosh, doesn't it? It just gets crazier every day. So we really need this stuff. All right. Three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then this next one comes from the Ananda Worldwide, and it is their Warrior of Light affirmation. Boy, we need this one a lot. We've got to send, you know, God's love and light is the most powerful energy on the planet. So let's send it all over. It's definitely needed. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us and help us fill the world with God's light. All righty, then, since we got the warring going on in the Middle East, we've kind of resurrected Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer, just because we can use all the extra, you know, love and peace and harmony all around the country, all around the world, but especially in the Middle East. And, you know, there was all the big peace talks yesterday, and they didn't get any, you know, get an agreement and so forth. And so it's still continuing. So we're going to do the peace and harmony prayer now. If you want to add, you know, and help in the situation, you can do this at home. And the way that Yogananda gave it to us and the way he did it was the first affirmation, because it's a two-part affirmation. The first one, healing the world, you say it 10 times in a row. And then the second affirmation, which is healing yourself, you say 3 times. But because it's radio and we, you know, don't have all the time in the world, I kind of encapsulate it and we do each affirmation 3 times. So that's just in case you want to use it at home. So here we go with the first part. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, affirmation number 2. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Shanti, shanti, shanti. And all right, well, now to conclude this whole affirmation process and to seat it within us today and for the week, this is Dr. Nell's contribution. Yeah, he still hangs in the wings, and we hope he'll be back. He's working on it, okay? Can't tell you what he's working on, but he's working on it. All right, so cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust. I trust, I trust. All righty then. We are all good and spiritualized up for the day and the week. My equipment is working fabulously well. I can hear and everything is normal. So woohoo! Alrighty, so that means we're going to have to take care of advertisers again here shortly. But before we do that, Linda, yes. How about, you know, it's because you do bioenergetic synchronization technique known as BEST therapy. You know, sometimes because it's energetic balancing and work, there's no issue with distance, so it can be done remotely. But sometimes that makes people think it's kind of woo-woo. But it really isn't, because you had to go to school to be trained to do this. You know, Dr. Nels, too. You know, I think he did it first and then you did. But any of us, I could go to school, David could go, and anyone can go and be trained. But why don't you kind of give us a lowdown about what is it that you do? And you know, can it?
Well, this is a system of balancing energy that is about balancing the brain so that the right and left sides of the brain become co-equal directors of our nervous system, as opposed to one in the front and one in the back that's not getting much of a chance. And I heard recently that all of this screen time actually really makes us much more heavily into one side of the brain. And so that's another reason I think people might want to try this, is because you'll feel a lot better when you get things back in balance. And so many of us are on too many screens. So that's the whole purpose of this. And it's also a philosophy of healing and some precepts about how to each one of us maintain balance and when life does not go as expected, which it usually does not, to maintain a sense of I'm okay. Things are going to be okay. Like in one of your affirmations, that everything that happens to us is a blessing from the divine and for us to learn something, even if in the moment we can't figure out, you know, what the heck not being able to hear on our headphones has to do with being a blessing to me. But anyway, so this is about learning how to really, I have a little slogan that I put on my emails and outside my office. And it says that ever since it heard your name, happiness has been running through the streets trying to find you.
Wow.
And
That's cool.
I'm trying to help you let happiness find you.
Yay. Hey, that sounds good. So doing this work with human or animal can help with physical problems, aches, pains, or disease, illness, can help with emotional issues and stability, that sort of thing. Or, you know, you can work on changing behavior and patterns. And I mean, because so it really can help with all kinds of different things.
Yeah. Excellent.
And I know you and Dr. Nils as well have been, you know, to the best tools I've added to my, you know, my toolbox as a behavior therapist and trainer working with animals, and it has allowed me to be able to help people and help them solve problems with their animals that we never thought or that were never solvable before. It really is amazing stuff. So I know that, you know, I work with Linda. We do a session every month, and it makes such a difference to help to stay in balance. And then particularly I find working at least with Linda off the air once, and she continues to offer a free session to any of you, call or text her. Well, I'll have to give you that number here in a moment. And working with her on the air doesn't count, so you can still have a free session. There's some other things she teaches, and there's a way of physically balancing yourself that I don't know what I'd do without those tools. I mean, they're really, really very helpful. So there's a lot here for you. I'm thinking we're ready to open the phone lines and take calls anytime, but we have to catch up and take care of our advertisers for the last time in the hour. So I think it's time to test. So any of you out there that want to call in or that are going to call in, maybe you're going to wait a little while, I need at least one of you to pick up your phone and call us. Okay, so I'm going to give you the numbers. And so I just want you to get a little ready a little earlier. I want you to call in because, A, we have to find out, do we really have working phone lines? Okay? All right. And then if by chance you call us and it doesn't go through, then please send us an email to let us know that you're calling and we're not picking up. And our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So if you wouldn't mind, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. So somebody please pick up your phone, let us know it's working, and we'll take care of our advertisers and hopefully have somebody to work with when we come back. So stay right where you are, everybody. Somebody 425-373-5527. Somebody pick up your phone and give us a call. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206
206-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Before I talk to you a little bit about who we heard during the commercial breaks and stuff, I would say I'm talking to all of you out there, but as of right now, do we really even know there's anybody out there? David, I didn't see you answering the phone. There's nothing here in my chat window saying there's somebody waiting to talk. So what's going on with you guys? Is anybody out there? Who we got? How about Monica and Mount Shasta? You're always there, you say. And Diane, where are you? Somebody, Tina, anybody that's out there, our regulars, pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. We need to know if our phones, that could mean our phones are not working. But I suppose if nothing else, David, when we get to love training, maybe I'll pick up my phone and call you to see if they're working. so we don't honestly know. Before we took care of advertisers, we were talking to Linda about her work and so forth. And I told you she offers a free session for anyone is a new client to her off the air. Working with her on the air doesn't count, but you can call or text her and she would be delighted to see you. You can work with her in person. Her office is in the old Rainier Brewery, the Intraspace facility, and she can work with you in person in her office or remotely over the phone like we do on radio. I promised you a number, so here it is. Write it down. 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Now, don't call her now. She's on the radio. Okay. But after the show, you can give her a call or you can call and leave a message. But she obviously is like me. I don't think she's mastered being two places at once and any more than I have. But I know she would love to hear from you. And let's see, we did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and that's the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area. They also have Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, the Linwood Community, and East West Bookshop in Edmonds, boy, which is getting really popular. And it's a great place to check out. And You can find out about all the events and classes coming up if you go to the website, anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. We also in the hour heard about Jude Ponton, our sound healer, and light chiropractic and acutonics. Man, she is so gifted. I wouldn't be in the shape I'm in now if it wasn't for Jude, you know, because I was down. Serious twist in my lower spine that I didn't have feeling in my left leg, and a lot of pain. It was there was a period of time I couldn't walk, but I'll tell you what, I didn't have to do MRIs or traction or physical therapy or drugs or any of that stuff. I just had to go to Jude. And she figured out everything that was going on and got everything straightened out. And I am doing really, really well. Now, you know, I'm still old. You know, I still have issues in my body. So I have to pace myself and so forth. But I'm more stable than I've been in a long time. So I can't tell you what a gift she is. And Linda, you also work with Jude. So
yes.
You can confirm that what wonderful healing and energy work that she does. And
yeah.
Boy, it's isn't nice to be in person, to be with the gongs. Yes. And in the forks and the chimes and all of that. Now it's just like with you doing the best therapy and so forth. It works equally well remotely.
Yes.
But there's just something different about being in person.
Yeah. I have the enjoyment of, you know, being right there and seeing those beautiful gongs and, just the sensations that I experience are really wonderful. And of course, then I also get to, you know, be in the presence of her lovely Shanti. And
yes, that would be the poodle. And yeah. Of course, the new kitty, Bodhi. Have you met Bodhi?
Yes, Bodhi came out and gave me some pretty, forceful headbutts on my leg to let me know that she was there and was now the cat in charge. So,
yep, she is the headbutter. And but she's a little pistol. She's a Torby.
Yeah.
A lot of energy. Yeah. And the Whispering Dragon Center is in Jude's home. And so you do get to meet, you know, her animal friends. Anyway, if you want to check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Alrighty then. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, you heard about me. You know, I am an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and primarily I work with people and their dogs and to help them understand what's going on, solve problems quickly, and get everybody set up. I had a fabulous session yesterday. Great, great couple. And new puppy, almost 12 weeks old. Linda, I saw a woodle. You know what a woodle is?
Not a clue.
Well, a woodle is a doodle, but is a Wheaton Terrier poodle mix.
Oh.
But they call them woodles. And I'll tell you what. Oh, my. Well, the first thing was these people really did their homework and research about breeders and stuff, and found a really phenomenal breeder, which is hard to do these days because there's so many, I call them new age puppy type mills, you know, nice people, nice location, but they're just breeding to make money and don't really care about the other, you know, the details. And, okay, great.
We just seen a message from David. That's why there's this weird silence.
Yeah. Okay. All right, everybody. Would you like to hear? David's telling me I just tried both phone lines using my cell phone and nothing went through.
Oh. That's kind of tough on a call-in show.
Yeah. Okay, now that's not supposed to be the case. Now, in a little while, you know, it's just going to be a few minutes here. We will be breaking for the top of the hour and love training. And, you know, David will do whatever he can, you know, behind the scenes if we can find out. Because as of Friday, Nathan told me we had two lines working and we could call in. That doesn't seem to be the case. Now, David's typing the same thing up because after last week when we didn't have phone lines, I asked myself, you know, Divine, well, what would we do if we didn't have phone lines? And the answer I got was have you email us with your phone number and then David can call you. Okay. Because we can both access your emails. I can't call you though and have you on the air. Now David just picked up the phone. Are you trying to call somebody or did a call come in? He called again on his cell phone. Maybe it did go through this time. Or I don't know. Or he's getting
calling his cell phone.
Yeah, he's calling his cell phone. That's what he's doing. Ah, Linda, thank you for your intuition. I think David's experimenting and using. Yeah, he's experimenting to see if he can call out and reach himself on his. And it looks like he can. Yep. Okay. So we can call out, but from all we can determine right now, we can't take incoming calls. So I appreciate if you guys are out there calling and you're not getting through. Thank you. Bless you. Now, how about you fire up your computer or your phone or whatever you need to do and send us an email. Email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Include your phone number.
And yes, animalworldlive@hotmail.com and include your phone number. That way then David can call you. Now I'm just going to make sure I do have, yep. I've got, our mailbox open and so far nothing's come through in my end here, but David can access it too. So I think we'll go ahead and prepare to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. But in the meantime, hopefully we'll either find out there's something that magic that David can do to get our phones working, unlikely. But this is probably the way we're going to be is you having to send us your phone number via email, and then David will call you and we'll get you on the air. So hopefully there's some of you that are patient and will work with us and shoot us an email with your phone number. So we'll have something to do besides talk to ourselves. Because, you know, we got another 2 hours to go. Not that I couldn't talk that long. I often do. Anyway, we are going to fire up the love train. And like I told you, you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And while we're doing the love train, the point of this is there are several times in the music, the song, where you get to send energy to different places. And they even mentioned places. Well, we know we need, you know, God's light, God's love, most powerful energies on the planet. We need to spread it around because about the best thing we can do right now, besides paying attention and do what we can on a practical, logical level, we can just be sending love and light, and we can bury this whole planet in love and light and hope that, you know, that we raise the vibration enough to start healing some things. So obviously, you know, we've got the Ukraine stuff going on, all the Middle East stuff. We've got our own company and our relationship with the world. So there's lots of places to send. So use the love train to send that love around. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. So stay right where you are, get on that love train with us, and hopefully some of you will email us and we'll get some phone callers going to start the second hour. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.